Today is the Global Day of Action for access to safe and legal abortion. But questions are being asked about how safe a new program is which offers women access to medical abortion at home. Francine Crimmins reports.
A new service launched today by the Tabet Foundation might be just the thing many Australian women have been waiting for. It provides access for women around the country to seek a termination of pregnancy through just a phone consultation. The service will assess women for suitability over the phone and then post them the medication needed to terminate. It's predicted that this service will make women feel much safer, being able to stay in the comfort of their own homes. However, the drug being administered, known as RU486, can have a range of extreme side effects, including bleeding, nausea, headache, and even in some rare cases, viral infection. So, is mail order abortion really the safest option for women who are already isolated from immediate medical help? Jenny Elak, co-president of Reproductive Choice Australia.
So the only face-to-face will be when the patient goes to have some blood taken at a pathology collection centre and seeing the ultrasound provider. All the other services are provided over the phone.
And has there been any concern from any of the Australian medical community in regards to administering quite a strong drug by post?
Not that I'm aware of. Telemedicine has been used for other health conditions around Australia for quite a while, particularly in, you know, regional and remote rural areas of Australia. So there are precedents for doing that and providing medication in that way.
So looking at the clinical trials of the RU486, some of the side effects listed, as you already said, says it cannot be taken if you can't get to emergency medical help mm-hmm. in the 2 weeks after taking it, or if you're unable to visit a provider easily.
Not all pregnancy termination cases are going to be suitable for medical termination. For a couple of reasons, but one of them is about the patient does need to be able to access medical care within, I think the guidelines that the foundation are using is within an hour's travel time, and that's for those very small number of cases where perhaps bleeding might be excessive or there might be some other health issue that comes up. But you also need to bear in mind that there are quite a lot of pretty heavy-duty pharmaceutical drugs that are prescribed in Australia for all kinds of different things, and we trust everyone else to take their medication as directed. So there's no reason why we should not trust women to be responsible for taking their medication as directed.
The new service from the Tabet Foundation is available across Australia from today. However, it will not be available for women in the Australian Capital Territory, South Australia, or the Northern Territory, where terminations must take place in a prescribed facility. And in many places in Australia, seeking a termination can still be trialled as a criminal act. Maureen Faruqi, Greens MP in New South Wales and spokesperson for the status of women.
Abortion laws need to be changed. These are 100-year-old laws which are quite archaic and out of step with community values and opinions. I know that in Albury, many of the women go to Melbourne to have pregnancy termination. And that's just not acceptable. We need to make sure that the silence, the taboo, the stigma and the taint of criminality around abortion is broken.
Just on the topic of it being difficult for rural women to access these services, the Tabet Foundation today announced their newest service to offer termination services to women throughout Australia through a phone consultation. Do you think that it's initiatives like this that are moving Australia in the right direction?
This new phone service will definitely expand access to abortion services, and like you said, especially for people in rural and regional New South Wales. Both in terms of cost and physical access, it will be a good move forward.
It's interesting that you brought up the cost. So the Tabet Foundation is offering a much cheaper service at $250, I believe. However, when looking up the wholesale price of RU486, the drug can be administered for as low as $12. So do you think that enough is being done to minimise costs for women?
Cost and affordability is a real issue for women, and especially in New South Wales, the issue is that because there is that risk of criminal liability and prosecution and persecution of doctors, many doctors actually don't perform this service, and most abortion services are provided by private providers, and that's another huge reason why this law needs to be changed.
The global access for safe and legal abortion can be found today by searching the hashtag #BustTheMyths.
Francine Crimmins with that report.